Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, pallbearer singer Brett Campbell. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for being on the show with us. We're here to celebrate the recent release of the pallbearer record, Forgotten Days. And Brett, although pallbearer is generally considered doom metal, there are quite a few contradictions to that categorization in your songs. What's fun for you about disregarding musical expectations?
I think it keeps us more excited as songwriters to just kind of disregard, you know, conventions of genre, and it helps us, find our own musical voice. You know, I think so much of what makes music exciting is to sort of like bend the rules or, you know, disregard them altogether. And you know, I think there is definitely a strong doom like element in our music, even like thematically and also just in our sound. But I think we are more challenged and more excited by the possibilities that lie outside of the strictures of doom as a genre.
Pallbearer singer Brett Campbell with us. Of course, their latest record, Forgotten Days, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Rite of Passage. It's Full Metal Jackie, pallbearer singer Brett Campbell with us. And we've been talking about the new pallbearer album, Forgotten Days. And Brett, COVID-19 has wreaked havoc on the schedules of so many bands. Why was it important for Forgotten Days to still be released, regardless of the disruption of a pandemic?
Well, it's just because the world has kind of stopped doesn't mean that, you know, we should stop being what we are, I suppose. So, I mean, we've still got to live, and so it's been a year with a lot of struggles for everybody. But if we could release our album, and that would give fans something to enjoy in a year full of, you know, difficulty, then, you know, why not? Whenever we can tour again, whenever that is, those songs will still be there, and, you know, people will have had even more time to get to know them. So, you know, I think it's important that we all still produce art throughout even dark times such as this, because, I mean, we've got this going on right now, but you know, who knows what the future may hold? Things can get darker, and if you just stop producing art, then the world would be pretty intolerable.
Brett from Pallbearer with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, music from Lamb of God, Metallica. We'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Pallbearer singer Brett Campbell is my guest on the show this week. And compared to previous use of overdubbing, the songs on the new record, Forgotten Days, seem much more sparse. How deliberate were you about making this album more suited to being performed live?
Well, throughout all of our previous albums, we've relied pretty heavily on like multi-tracking, even just doubling or tripling rhythm guitar sounds to achieve like a really good sound. But I think as time has gone on, we've really honed in on what works. And instead of kind of wasting time on like experimenting or adding layers that end up barely even being recognizable in the final mix, we wanted to focus more on just the essence of the songs. And we treated overdubs as, you know, color rather than an essential part of getting the sound. And having Randall produce everything was really helpful in that regard, because he was able to achieve the kind of massive, you know, bassline sound that, you know, is what we sound like as a band live. He was able to capture that massive sound really effectively. And then we focused on overdubs as, you know, atmosphere and kind of, like I said, like coloring everything else. But whenever we play these songs live, it's going to be, you know, relatively close to how the album sounds, which I think is a big benefit to the material.
Pallbearer singer Brett Campbell with us. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Misfits, Slayer, and more with Brett. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got pallbearer singer Brett Campbell with us. We've been talking about the band's new record, Forgotten Days, and some songs on the record are reactionary to unresolved grief over the death of Joe Roland's mother. What was your greatest responsibility when it came to singing those lyrics?
It's pretty daunting to try to translate something so important and personal to someone else, and to bring their words into life, I guess, into music. Joe actually sang bits and pieces on the songs that he wrote. He sings kind of free verses or verses on certain songs, and I think that's something that he really wanted to do, because I think he felt that he wanted to say those words himself. I mean, they're so personal to him. But on the parts that I sang, you know, my strongest goal was to try to capture that feeling of like how he must, to like empathize with him and put myself in his shoes, and how would I feel in that situation, and try to do the best job that I could in order to, you know, convey the emotions that he was translating into words.
The latest pallbearer record, Forgotten Days, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, a new tune from Mastodon, and more with Brett Campbell of Pallbearer. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got pallbearer singer Brett Campbell with us. And again, we're talking about the latest pallbearer album, Forgotten Days, and it was recorded in Texas at a studio that also happens to house Picasso and Dali paintings. How do different art forms, like paintings, influence and affect your musical creativity?
I think art affects our general perception of things in general, like not just when it comes to writing music, but just in how we perceive the world and interact with it. I think art is one of the most important human endeavors. But being in an environment where we are creating our own artistic expression, while being surrounded by the work of, you know, some of the greatest artists of the 20th century, it's really inspiring, and it's interesting to see the variety of the work that, particularly, you know, Picasso and Dali produced a wide variety of work. They might be known for certain things, but if you delve into their output, there's actually quite a bit of variety in their work. And I think it was reassuring in a lot of ways, because we, you know, have a tendency to experiment and try to approach our sound from different angles, and it's reassuring to see that very respected artists in a different field than us had the same inclinations and that willingness to try new things. I think that's really important.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up the latest pallbearer album, Forgotten Days. Brett, thank you so much for taking the time, and be safe out there.
All right, thank you.
Music from Misfits and more after this.